escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And feeling it great on a Friday, broadcasting live from Islands Restaurant up here in Carmel Mountain Ranch. And that is the crowd that is gathered to see Scraby. There he is, everybody.
Hey!
There he is.
Thank you.
We invite you to come on up. We're going to be broadcasting live, obviously, till 6 o'clock. We got prizes to give away. And we gotta get right to it, really. We got to introduce Tony. He's up at Dodger Stadium, where I believe the Padres have an important baseball game tonight. Tony, how are you, sir?
I'm well. I'm not quite at Dodger Stadium. I'm at the Langham, the team hotel. I will be at the stadium here shortly, but I decided to stop here first to get my bags up.
Sorry, the Langham.
The
yes.
Langham.
Yes. Scraby and I will be going to the game tomorrow. We're staying at the we're staying at the Motel 6 down the street. Tony, okay, Tony's
that happens,
there.
That
we're
happens
here.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I know. You got to take your. You got to space. You got to space. Yes, of course. Dodgers, Padres tonight. Not only exciting because these two are getting together, but they're doing so on a day when the Padres begin play one game ahead in the National League West. And yeah, that's something to be sure. Padres have won 5 in a row. Dodgers have lost 4 in a row. Sorry about that. And the Padres have made up an amazing 10 games in the standings since July 4th. We're going to get into everything here, but our Friar Friday interview is going to kick the show off. We're waiting to hear from Padres' new left-hander, Nestor Cortes, up there in L.A. He should be joining us any moment now. So, Scraby, while we wait for Nestor, you and Hamby did a great job setting us up here at the Islands, man. It's a great, great location. Beautiful day.
Thank you for lumping me in with the hard work that these guys did.
Hamby, they did all the work.
And
you didn't
Nathan.
Do anything.
No, I just showed up and put the equipment together. But it's awesome. There's so many people here right now. They're ready for Padres baseball.
Yeah, it's a good crowd up here, and we invite you to come by. We're going to be giving away not only tickets to next Wednesday night's game against the Giants, but a Fernando Tatis autographed baseball and some bobbleheads, and just having fun all day long. Right up until 6 o'clock in the Padre pregame show. Islands is located, it's on Carmel Mountain Road. You get off that exit, off the 15. Sorry, Scraby, I'm going to tell everybody how to get here.
Tony, this drives me nuts.
He hates that I'm helping people out, Tony. Come on up the hill and look for the Costco on your left side. You can't miss that. And you pull into that shopping center. Islands is right here. We'll be here, like I said, until 6 o'clock. So we appreciate the folks at Islands for having us up here. And we're looking forward to eating as many French fries as they can make today. So that's kind of the plan that I have, at least. And, hey.
What?
July, hey. Well, I'm just saying, July 4th, we didn't think we'd be sitting here in this position.
Just Tony. For the record, I'm trying to wait between talk because I have clearly a little bit delayed. I'll try to reconnect after we get done with Nestor. But I did hear someone grumbling. I think it was Scraby about you giving directions while, you know, trying to tell people where to go. I didn't quite get why he was so irritated about it, but he did mention it.
Yeah. No, he's irritated by it because he thinks we now live in a world where everybody can just put it in their Google Maps. And
we do live in that world.
I do believe that's true, but offering a little assistance, there's nothing wrong with that, or there shouldn't be.
Now it's all coming back to me. It wasn't just Scraby. I believe Adam was in on this too, both banging on you because you're a little bit tech challenged, if you will. I think that was the word.
Well, just so you guys know, I didn't need to put it in my Google Maps because I knew the directions. So I didn't
well,
have
he
to waste
he
the time.
Printed them out before he left work
Get
yesterday.
Out of here.
He went to MapQuest and he was all about MapQuest.
You know, calling me technically challenged is okay. I mean, I don't mind buying into that argument and discussion, but it's not 100% accurate for my generation. And I'm going to stand up for myself. I think I'm quite technically savvy. I'm not technically savvy compared to your guys' generation. You have to put me in the category where I belong.
Oh, we're going to have to table this conversation, Chris.
Yes, we are. As we mentioned, Nestor Cortez, our Friar Friday interview, Padres, Dodgers. First of all, Nestor, thanks so much for your time. I know you're got a lot to do today. I know the fans appreciate you joining us so they can get a chance to meet you. How has your time with the Padres been so far? So far, so good?
It's been great. Ever since I came over, you know, guys been welcoming and organization has been great, so I'm happy to be here.
Nestor, obviously it took a little bit of time for you to get right and get on the mound. Your first couple starts here have been, I think, excellent. How are you feeling? I mean, it's been a long rehab process for you. How are you actually feeling on the mound?
Yeah, no, I feel great. I think, you know, once I came over here, I think what I was doing in Milwaukee was really good as far as rehabbing. But, you know, what really took me over the top was when I came over, these guys understood, you know, what I was dealing with. And I told them kind of what I was doing to get right. And I think it's been a team effort here. You know, they've tried to do everything on me. We're doing a lot of rehab work in between starts and just making sure I'm ready for that fifth day.
Nestor Cortez, one of the new Padres acquired on the day of the trade deadline. Nestor, what was your reaction? Now you've been with a few organizations and the Yankees more than once, going from the Brewers who were having a great season, but you wind up on another team having a great season.
Yeah, no, you know, obviously being with Milwaukee was great. I had a good time over there, but I was hurt for most of the season, and obviously with their surplus of pitching, you know, it kind of had, there was an odd man out, and obviously me not pitching for a few months and then having a great run, and I thought, you know, maybe there was a chance for me to get traded. I just didn't know exactly, and I was a little surprised it was to the Padres, given that, you know, Mason Miller and J.P. Sears were traded like 2 hours before me. And obviously there's a surplus of starting pitching here, I feel like, too. So I didn't know how exactly that was going to work out. But, you know, it's been great so far. And like I said, I'm happy to be here. This is probably day 12, day 13 for me, but it's been great.
Nestor, I got to ask, man. I mean, usually guys get moved. Phone gets picked up. You start trying to find out a little bit more about the organization, a little about your teammates. What had you heard or what did you already know about this locker room as you came into it?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched this team from afar in the playoffs, you know, for many years now. And obviously coming over, I've played with some of these guys in the past. You know, I played with Tatis in the DR when we won the championship over there, with Estrellas, and played with Manny in Baltimore, Played with Wandy Peralta in the Yankees. So, I mean, a lot of familiar faces and just peers that obviously were tough outs to get, you know. And coming in here, and I saw how the trade deadline was going, and I knew the Padres made a big splash. So when I got here, I was like, okay, now I just got to get to the fifth inning here, and, you know, the bullpen will take care of it, of this game for me.
Nestor Cortez is with us, our Friar Friday interview. Dodgers, Padres getting ready to kick it off this weekend. Nestor, the 2025 has already been a great year for you, your personal life, you and your wife having your first son this year. Talk a little bit about that and how that's changed you and how you've kind of navigated that, getting through a baseball season while you have your first baby.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, man. You know, obviously as a baseball player, as a professional, you know, you don't want to go on the IL. You don't want to get injured. You want to be out there as much as you can. But, you know, it's almost been like right timing for me. I was able to be with my son for a little bit more time. They were able to come up to Milwaukee after 6 weeks. They were able to travel after 6 weeks. So I was with them after the 6 week mark. And, you know, we've been together for a long time. Obviously, me rehabbing in Milwaukee, I stayed back. I wasn't traveling with the team. So, you know, like I said, it was tough because I wasn't with the guys and I wasn't there for the guys. But at the same time, I was able to spend time with my son, which obviously you don't get that time back. And, you know, I've seen him grow, and, you know, I used to make fun of my friends because they used to show me pictures of their kids. Like, hey, look at my, you know, they're so happy about it. But now that I have my own, it's like, oh man, I fall into the same trap. Now I have a bunch of pictures and I show everybody here. So. it's been fun, man. It's been a blessing for sure.
Well, welcome to the club, new dad. And I guess the next question I have for you, Nestor, is you've obviously pitched in some big time games. Will we get to see your version of the Willie Tien? I mean, you haven't broken out in a little. Excuse me, Louis Tien. You haven't broken out in a little bit. I don't know if that is by design, but. I'm interested to know if we're going to get to see some elements of it.
No, for sure, for sure. I mean, I think that's who I am. That's the type of pitcher I am. I did a little bit of it last start in San Fran, but not a whole lot of pausing up there at the top. So be on the lookout for some little shimmies and some little stop and goes. You know, as I think as we progress here, and obviously I'm feeling a lot better too. So. I'm ready to bring it out. So just be on the lookout.
Yeah, Tony mentioned in the tribute the Nestor does to Louis Tien, who's also from Cuba, like yourself, and I know you grew up in Florida. And maybe when we get a chance to talk to you again, we'll spend a little bit more time on, you know, the sacrifice your parents made to help you get where you are. But Nestor, we are thrilled to have you in San Diego. I know that your nickname is Nasty Nestor. You don't sound nasty to me. You sound like a hell of a nice guy, and we're glad to have you, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Nestor.
There he goes, Nestor Cortez right there, and good to have him. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that Louis Tien thing, Tony, because that's part of his heritage. I mean, Louis Tien was the guy,
no doubt.
One of the greatest pitchers ever from Cuba, and Nestor Cortez was born in Cuba. His parents, from what I read anyway, and I wanted to ask him, but we didn't have a lot of time with him today. From what I read, his parents actually won a Visa lottery, whatever that actually entails. But that's what allowed Nestor's dad to move the family from Cuba to Hialeah,
wow.
Florida,
wow.
Where he grew up.
That's crazy.
That is
wow.
A little crazy. And even crazier than that, again, according to what I read, so I didn't get a chance to ask him, but his father had sacrificed before Nestor was born, had tried to, you know, get out of Cuba and move to Florida and got caught and actually had to spend an entire year in jail.
Whoa.
And, you know, and then after that came out, met his wife, Nestor was born, and they win this lottery. It's a hell of a story.
I know. Are you producing a 30 for 30? Wow. Is that how you know
all
about it?
I might have to do that. But anyway, so I'm sure he's, you know, again, we didn't have time to get into all of that with him today.
In the future, we will.
Yeah, for sure. And look, I mean, he's going to fit in perfectly here. Tony hit it on the head. This guy's pitched in big games. And, you know, he's been there in the World Series. Yeah. He's been there in the Yankees down the stretch. He is not going to shy away from the moment, Tony, when he gets the ball in September. There's no doubt.
Yeah, you know one thing. He's not going to be scared of the moment. He's pitched in these type of games before. And, Lester's as good as he is, he's at the back end of this rotation. That's how improved this starting rotation has got. Now, obviously, Michael goes on the IL. He'll miss the 10, 15 days. I think it's 15 days for the pitcher. So he'll have a chance to get back. But meantime, those are innings that Nestor's going to be able to help eat up while the Padres try to get through Michael King's injury here.
Yeah, Michael King yesterday, the IL. We will talk about what that means heading into the game tonight, as King had been the scheduled starter. We'll let you know what the latest is on that and get the show rolling. Once again, Scraby and I are broadcasting live. Right here, Islands, everybody making a lot of noise, and we're having we're just underway here. It's a great crowd. We appreciate everybody coming up. Tony's in L.A., and we got Gwen and Chris rolling till 6 o'clock tonight, and then Padres-Dodgers on San Diego's number one sports station, home of the first-place Padres. They seem to be happy about that, 97.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Indeed, we're back.
Well, I'm back in my room. Those guys are at Islands down in Carmel Mountain. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Just got done talking to Nestor.
I got to tell
Cortez.
You something, Tony.
You can't do that while he's on delay.
I know. Okay, he's on delay. I'm sorry. We'll get that all figured out. Now, I just wanted to say, it's honestly standing room only here to be out hanging with us on the patio. Theater of the Mind makes it sound like there might be tens of thousands of people.
There are.
Yeah, right. It's a small patio. I think that's contributing to the fact that it's standing room only. But nonetheless, still
standing
room only.
Why do you have to downplay it?
I'm saying standing room only, Scraby.
So
we appreciate everybody's come out.
You didn't have to rat us out. You didn't have to rat us out,
myself
man.
Out
like,
on
you
that?
Could've just let it, you could have just let it be that it sounded like
yeah.
there was 10,000 people there.
We're not pumping our own sound in.
I didn't say that there weren't 11,000. It just sounds
okay,
like 10.
Okay, right.
I see. Anyway, yeah. We talked a little bit about Michael King and his surprise IL stint here. Sounds like the knee is a little balky. We heard from Padres president Eric Grubner talking about that knee injury, and here's what he had to say.
Unfortunately, you know, cartilage issue in the knee with Michael that really acted up in the last few days and swelled up on him. The good news is, you know, there's not structural damage in a way where, you know, we think he's going to be limited once he comes back. It's just getting the knee to calm down, you know, getting some of that extra fluid out of there. And then, you know, we feel confident that at least as to the knee, he's going to be in a really good spot to return when the IL stint is done. So it is a knee. It was unfortunate for him to have a setback after, you know, what he dealt with this year. But on the whole, it's the best possible version of what that injury could have been. And we feel confident he's going to come back strong and be ready to contribute down the stretch because we're going to need him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Certain Padres will certainly need him. This is a part of the Major League Baseball experience. You have a guy who's missed some time on a kind of a freak, weird injury, comes to find, and boom, a regular injury pops up, like a knee cartilage has caused some swelling in the knee. And, boy, it's a good thing that Padres have been able to cut some of the teeth of these young pitchers. I mean, now Randy Vasquez has been called up, although he hasn't been announced as a starter as of yet. There is an open spot for tomorrow. And so I would assume that's where he slides into. But nonetheless, the Padres do have guys who are capable enough to come in and get some innings.
Yeah, Randy Vasquez, from what I understand, last pitched on Sunday in El Paso. So maybe tomorrow works better for him. I mean, look, the Padres, they do have a bit of an embarrassment of riches, even at the starting pitching spot. I mean, J.P. Sears would be another possibility if you need somebody. We haven't even gone back to Waldron. So, you know, the only thing that concerns me about the Michael King, not a concern, but the only negative I feel, Tony, is the fact that this sets him back for a couple of weeks in terms of him getting back out on a major league mound and pitching his way back to, you know, feeling 100% in the big leagues. Because you know he's going to need two or three starts.
Yeah.
He made one, and now he's going to have to hold off before he makes the next couple. So,
yeah, I mean, that's certainly a thing, right? I mean, with the knee being what it is, he can't play any real catch to keep his arm, you know, at the state that it is right now. And so they'll have to – it's a good thing it's happening now, so have the time to be able
yes.
to build back up. If it was a little bit later, you know, a week or probably 2 weeks later, something around then, it would have been a much more difficult thing to possibly pull off. So not ideal, but certainly not a backbreaker for the Padres. As you said, they do have an embarrassment of riches, as you put it.
I haven't heard, and maybe either of you did, I've been checking as much as I can. I have not seen anywhere an official announcement as who's actually starting the game tonight. Scraby, have you seen this? And
no, that's what Tony was saying. There's
okay.
Well, Randy Vasquez has not been named the starter.
Yeah, but I think tomorrow
2-2 right. leads to
well,
me.
It does. 2-2 seems to think he would start tonight, but as I just said, he started Sunday, so Saturday might be better for him. So we'll see. Look, as soon as the earlier the Padres get to their bullpen, the better it is anyway, Tony. So I'm really not that concerned about it. You know, even if they had to have a bullpen day today, probably going to be one of the best bullpen days any team could ever throw out there.
What does a bullpen day look like for this team?
Looks good.
Well, I know it looks good. But, like, that would be crazy. How many guys do you think they could put into the game? Would they need to pitch someone new every inning, or would they have some guys go two innings?
I think that's dangerous, to be honest. I know we're having a good time talking about the bullpen and how strong it is, but you don't want to have a bullpen day. I mean, the bullpen day can go one of two ways. It could go great, but it also can go disastrous. And when you are competing for a division and you're going to face this team next week as well, I don't know. I am not of the thought that you need to sell everything right now in these two series. As we talked about yesterday, there are still plenty of games after these two teams tangle this week and next week. And it would be a shame to go for broke here and then it cost you when it down the stretch when it really, really matters. So I'm not necessarily worried about that. There's nothing in Mike Shields' DNA that says he would risk it all right now either way. But they can get creative. That's the beauty of having a deep roster like this. They can come up with some ideas to be able to manage this while, you know, Michael King's done.
Yeah, Tony, I agree with you on that. And you know, everybody's talking about the series as, you know, the big marquee, and everybody's got to focus in, and these games are the biggest ones of the season. They might be the biggest of the season to this point, but at the end of next Sunday,
right.
when this series is over, there's still going to be 31 games to go. So you're right. You're basically sprinting with the Dodgers right now on the backstretch. But once you're done, you're still going to have to get around the final turn and then run down, you know, the actual final length of the race. So, yeah, you don't want to burn yourself out right here. And I'm sure the Dodgers don't want to do that either. It'll be interesting to see how both managers go about it. The Padres are certainly healthier with the bullpen situation than the Dodgers. You know, but I think if you ask the Dodgers, they just want to win a couple of games right now, Tony. They've lost
four
in a row.
They don't even care nothing about any of this other stuff.
Yeah, they just want to get back to, you know, feeling good about themselves. And to that end, that's one spot where the Padres can, you know, hopefully keep them down for a little longer.
This is one of those type of series, Chris, where one team could come in playing bad, one team could come in playing good, or vice versa. It doesn't matter. It's going to come in, and this could very well get the Dodgers where they need to go in terms of having to raise the level of play because they know they're playing the Padres. Even if they go out and lose 2 or 3, it could still be beneficial to them because they've been playing so poorly. Whereas the Padres right now are probably outside of that, first 17 games, probably playing their best stretch of baseball all season. And so I think the roles were reversed. It felt like at one time during these two locked up, and the Padres brought their A game. And so I think this is going to be a good series regardless of how poor or how good the Padres are playing. These two teams mix it up. It's typically a tight one. And it's usually pretty tight, and it's like one or two bad mistakes from either side, and it goes the other way.
Yeah, even the one game that was 11-1, I don't think got out of hand until the late innings. The Dodgers brought Kike in. You know, it's funny about that game. People look at that game and they go, well, we got all those runs because Kike pitched. Kike actually only gave up one run when he came in over two innings. The Padres already led 10-1 when he came into that game. So, you know, it's going to be tight, and you're right. The fun thing, look, you can find out a little bit about what you got because for lack of a better term, it's kind of overused, but it's a bit of a playoff style, at least atmosphere, Tony. And I think players kind of like that test in the, right at this point of the season. So we're excited. As soon as we find out who the Padres are going to, you know, officially start tonight, we'll you'll be, you know, the first to know. We'll pass it along to you. But in the meantime, Tony, yeah, I wish you. That's all I can say, man. We're having it's really a great, it's a great atmosphere. There's so many people here. I love it. We're gonna go say hi to everybody. Thanks again for coming out, everybody.
You guys both know how I feel about that place, Islands. It is a Gwen staple. So I wish I could be there too. Although I'd rather be here doing this game, but nonetheless, should be a lot of fun the rest of the day. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, we played you a little snippet of Eric Gruppener. We'll play you some of the rest of that. Also, Michigan Wolverines back in the bad news highlights. We'll talk about that as well. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chrisello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Los Angeles. With the Padres, and he and the ball club will be heading over to Dodger Stadium in just a little bit, but we got Tony up there, and we got Scraby alongside, and we're broadcasting live from Islands Restaurant here in Carmel Mountain Ranch, and we invite you up. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock today. We do have a couple of Xander Bogaerts bobbleheads to give away. And the big deal, Fernando Tatis signed baseball, along with some tickets to the Padres-Giants game next week at Petco Park. And has everybody come up and signed up to get your name in the hopper? I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to win the stuff. So,
if you're coming get down here right hopper. Now, get in the hopper, Tony says. If Tony says it, you have to get in the
hopper.
Got to
get in the hopper.
You can come down and sign up for things as we go along. And we'll draw the Fernando Tatis Jr. baseball at 5:55-ish. Because we would like to wait as long as possible for everybody to get off work.
Is that the marquee prize?
I would think
so.
Would you see it as the marquee prize?
I would say so.
It is.
You know, Tony, we talked about this all week long, about whether it's Fernando or whether it's Manny. And we talked about the war thinks it's Fernando. And our eyes tell us maybe Manny's had a little better season. So I'm looking at ESPN's ratings yesterday of the MVP race in the National League. And ESPN, not that they're the authorities, but they're at least, they seem to know what's going on. They, of course, have Shohei number one for the MVP. They have Pete Crow Armstrong still number two, even though he has slumped badly. And then they have Fernando number three. And beyond that, Tony, they don't even have Manny Machado in the top 10.
Wow.
Your thought, yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Outside the top 10 is just crazy work by ESPN on that one. I think he certainly should be in the top six, I would say. I can see why Tatis a little bit higher from a defensive standpoint. I mean, although he hasn't continued the pace of April, he still has put together a pretty darn good year to this point. And he's done it on both ends. Not that Manny hasn't. Manny's been the more consistent player all season long. And again, this is an ESPN list. Let's keep that in mind. This is not necessarily what the order of the three actually is. It's just how they see it at this point.
Totally agree. 100% agree, but totally disagree with their rankings. But again, we've been talking about this all week. The good news is both guys are on our squad. So, whether you favor Fernando or Manny.
It's a good problem to have.
Exactly. You should probably favor them both. And I think most of the Padre fans do. Eric Grubner was on with Ben and Woods. As Tony mentioned, we played one clip. And first of all, I want to get to this. There is some talk. The Dodgers don't have a lineup out either, but we may not have to see Max Muncy at all this weekend. Is everybody upset about that? He's got an injury with his side, and who was the podcast this morning that talked about?
Dave Vasse. We had him on the show.
Yes. So here's Dave talking about the potential availability or not of Max Muncy this weekend.
And he has been one of the best hitters in baseball ever since, even before he hurt his left knee, and ever since he returned. The Dodgers need Will Smith in there, especially if Max Muncy is not playing this weekend. And there's a real possibility he may not play this weekend. I feel like everybody just wants to pretend Max Muncy is not hurt. He's hurt. He didn't play last night, but fingers crossed that it's not serious, and hopefully he finds a way to play this weekend against the Padres, but I would doubt it. I'll put it that way.
And so you have. We'll wait for the lineup to come out. Muncy, that is true. Muncy did not play the other night in their loss to the Angels. And he talked about Will Smith's got to be in the lineup. He was in the lineup the other night against the Angels, hit a home run in that ball game. But the Dodgers, the interesting thing, Tony, and again, we talked about can the Padres keep them scuffling. A lot of their scuffling right now has to do with the fact that the depth that the Dodgers have always had, I might say, really hasn't been able to show up lately. And with all the injuries they have in the bullpen and a lot of the guys in the lineup, they're not getting the kind of contributions they usually get from guys that, take people's places. And so that's one of the reasons why they've been, you know, struggling of late, I think.
It's hard to replace the third replacement, yeah. Right? I mean, that's what it's yeah. looked like on their pitching side. It's like this guy's replacing. Okay, well, now this guy has to be replaced by this guy. It's just a never-ending story for them. They have actually been – their offense has gotten better in terms of some of the guys who were struggling earlier. Mookie Betts is still hitting well below his career average. But, I mean, Páez is having a good year. Freeman's doing his normal thing. Teoscar's, you know, producing. They're having the guys do what they do on offense. But if you can't hold a team, guess what? You're going to be in trouble. And that's kind of where the Dodgers are. And so good opportunity for the Padres to come here and take advantage. But as I said earlier, you can almost throw all of that out the window when these two teams get together. And so certainly them not having Max Muncy is a big deal, because in that last series, the last couple series against the Padres, he started to kind of look better offensively. Him not being in the lineup is a big deal for the Dodgers, and an advantage for the Padres for sure.
Yeah, we'll see again. Dodger lineup will be out in a little while, as will the Padre lineup. But we're broadcasting live from Islands, Carmel Mountain Ranch. Unbelievable. People keep trying to pile in here, Scraby.
I know.
And get out on the patio with us. We appreciate everybody who's come out. Eric Grubner was on with Ben and Woods today. Couple of quick things. Number one, I mean, the CEO, along with the rest of us, I think is very excited about what can still happen this year. And he talked to Ben and Woods about not only that, but the fact that as the CEO, he's always got to be keeping an eye on the next year as well.
Yeah, I think it's always a balanced view as we look out over the coming years. And really, you know, and I said this, and I know you played a little bit of a clip a moment ago from spring training, but you know, nothing's changed. We are pursuing a strategy over an extended period of years where our plan is to consistently play playoff and hopefully championship caliber baseball. This isn't a one and done approach. It never has been. It's about building something sustainable for the long term around a talented core of veteran players that we've committed to and locked up for the long term, and then continually adding pieces around that core that in the aggregate can, you know, produce a championship for San Diego. That's what we're here to do. That's what we're going to continue to do for years to come. And it's just really, I think, edifying to be at this point in the season. You know, AJ had an outstanding trade deadline, you know, we feel really good about the reinforcements that we brought in, the way we've rounded out the roster. We feel like with 41 to go and a postseason after that, you know, we've got as good of an opportunity this season as we've had in the last 15 years, as you mentioned, to go win a World Series championship. And now we got to stay healthy. You know, we'll continue to get our support that we get from our fans, which is just unbelievable at Petco Park. And they're the unsung heroes. I mean, that our fan base is what has allowed us to consistently pursue a championship in this market. But for their consistent support, we couldn't be at the payroll level that we've been at, that we continue to be at, top 10 payroll in baseball, which gives us a legitimate shot year in and year out to win a championship. So all thanks to our fans, and we're incredibly grateful for them. We're going to need them down the stretch more than ever. We're going to need them at Petco Park, especially with these, you know, key division games against the Dodgers and the Giants coming up. You know, we need them in their seats, bringing that energy that our team feeds off of. And I know they're going to do that. We can count on them, and you know, we're just incredibly grateful.
Eric Grubner is not – he's speaking the truth here about the fan base. And the thing that he talked about there, and we've mentioned it also, Tony, the Padres, as he said, are number top 10 in payroll. They are not top 10 in market size. So the only way that they can be top 10 in payroll is to be what they are, which is number 2 in average attendance in all of baseball. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That was for the attendance. I thought it was for me. But the only team that's
Tony says no.
Yeah, right. The only team that has a higher average attendance is the Dodgers, but they have a lot bigger stadium. They hold 56,000 up there. We hold about 40,000.
That's cheating on their part.
Well, it's all right. That's what they got. Yeah, they don't sell it out.
And they show up late.
Then they do. They get out of there early. All right, Tony's getting out of here. He's got to go call the game. Tony, appreciate you, man. It's here for Tony Gwynn Jr. out there.
Woo! Hold it down for me, everybody.
they will. No, I'm kidding.
They will. Thank you, Tony.
All right,
see you
Tony,
soon.
We'll talk to you,
you guys take care.
Monday. Yes, Tony will be back in town, of course, Monday when the Padres return home Monday to host the San Francisco Giants. I do want to talk about what Tony touched on, the NCAA's decision to basically slap the University of Michigan on the hand and congratulate them for their championship 2 years ago. We'll get into that, though, in the 3 o'clock hour, Scrape. We'll have a little more time for it. I did want to talk about the Dodger-Padres getting together for the second time this year. And looking back at
Is it the second or third time?
Well, second group of games.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, because they have played back-to-back
right.
both
played,
times.
Yeah, right. They played two quick series earlier. Now they're playing these two. The Dodgers did win 5 of the 7. So let's you know revisit it and give you what happened. But a couple of things about that series. I looked it up today. First, the Padres outscored the Dodgers in the series. Now, a lot of it was that 11-1 game.
Yes.
But, you know, that's who the Dodgers had. I mean, they lost 11-1. Padres put it on them.
Yes, they did.
The batting average for the two teams in the 7 games, Padres hit .255, Dodgers hit .256. On base, Padres .335, Dodgers .336. Even the slugging was pretty close, .387 to .405. Both teams had 20 extra base hits in the 7 games. Dodgers hit a couple of more home runs. Stars, the pitching was concerned. Padres 4.70 ERA, which is a little high for the Padres, frankly, in those 7 games. Dodgers was 4.57, almost the same. And the bullpens, the Padre bullpen did not fare well. And this is the point that you need to make heading into this weekend and next weekend. The Padre bullpen has to be all that. They just do. And they've been all that all season. But the 7 games against the Dodgers earlier this year, 24-plus innings, 15 runs. That's a 5.47 ERA. That's why they lost 5 of the 7 games to the Dodgers. And, you know, that's the big advantage they have. So they got... When you got an advantage, you got to bring it, and it's got to show up.
What I remember leaving those two series is something stuck in my head that you said all season long, and it's they just have a better lineup than the Padres do. They had a deeper line, they had a longer lineup, and it was apparent. You could feel it back then, but that's not the case anymore. So that has completely changed everything in my mind about this series. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different.
Yeah, when you go back to the first round of games, the Dodgers had Pajes. They had
Edmund
batting ninth.
Yeah.
I think Muncy was down in the 7th spot because he had been struggling a little. The Padres had automatic outs,
frankly. I mean, it's hard. Saying it like that, but that's what it was.
Yeah, and so that will not be the case this weekend or next weekend for sure. Kershaw will start tonight.
Let me look at my phone, see if it's...
We still haven't seen anything as far as official on who the Padres are going to start tonight. I think it's... We all need to know because we just want to know.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't matter to me, honestly. The Padres are better once they get into the bullpen anyway. So, you know, the sooner the better there. We'll see if it's Vasquez. We'll
now,
see if it's somebody else.
Have they actually, Adam, maybe you know this a little bit better than I do, but have they actually made the transaction yet to put Randy Vasquez on the roster? Because usually they wait until they have made that transaction. So my theory is dead before it gets started. I was going to say that usually they wait until they make the transaction, they put him on the roster, and then they name the starter. But if he's already been put on the roster, then why haven't they named the starter yet?
I think that they know exactly who's going to start the game tonight.
I agree with you.
I think they knew who was going to start the game last night. I just don't think they feel like telling the Dodgers.
But remember when you were mad at
so
Dave Roberts
that.
For the bullpen game, not telling anybody, not letting anybody know about their pitching situation?
Got to fight fire with fire.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
You're right. I didn't like it when Dave Roberts did it, but I like when the Padres are doing it. So
yeah,
that's the way it's going to have to go. By the way, one thing to listen for this weekend up at Dodger Stadium is the boos that have been cascading down on Dave Roberts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
he is taking the brunt of their 12-21 stretch right now. And that's what I said yesterday, and I've said it before. Dave Roberts looks like a dummy right now because the Padres' bullpen is horrible. I mean, the Dodgers' bullpen is horrible.
Yeah.
So everybody brings in, gives up runs, and then they go, ah, that was a dumb decision. You're only as good as your bullpen can be.
And your team.
And your team. And right now the Dodgers are hurting. And that's why I say the Padres have to go in there. It's a little bit of a football cliche, you know, but you got to kind of sense a little blood in the water
this weekend. You do.
And try to take them down and try to keep them down. And
that's,
you know, going to be the big challenge.
You could potentially leave this weekend with a four-game lead in the division.
Yeah.
Potentially leave this weekend with a four-game lead, Chris.
Yeah, let me just put it another way. Even if you only win one, you're still even heading back home for the seven games next week.
I want the sweep, though. Come
on. I know you do. I know you do. But
two of three is good, too.
We've been talking about this. These games seem like they mean everything. They kind of don't. They're because of the way Major League Baseball did the schedule. There are going to be 31 games played after this thing is over. So, you know, let's have some fun this weekend. Let's have some fun next weekend. See where it all, you know, shakes out.
Yes, yeah, so you know it's Players Weekend, Chris?
Oh, is it this weekend?
Yes, yeah, so I have some of the players' nicknames.
Is this the weekend where guys wear jerseys that say...
Jeff Hamby said. It's Players Weekend.
Okay.
Here's some of the nicknames. You know who? You know what Manny Machado's is, El Ministro. Then you got Ryan O'Hearn, which is Bro Hearn. I haven't heard that before.
Okay.
Bryce Johnson is Beige. Jackson Merrill's Action Jackson, Fernando El Nino.
Is this what's going to be on the back of their unis?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. I thought they were going to stop that, but Freddie Fermin, the Ferminator. Adam thinks it's on their jerseys. Luis Arraez, La Regadera.
What does that mean again?
Anybody got me?
The Magician.
The Sprinkler.
The Sprinkler. Somebody out here was giving that, yeah, a sign.
Yes.
Sprinkles the ball all over the field, says the boss. The boss.
Hey, and the best nickname ever, though, was Dick Mountain. Come on.
Yeah, well, let's not bring him back this weekend.
No,
love the nickname, we'll save him for another time. First hour is in the books. Thanks again for everybody being here. It's standing room only. I wish everybody could find a place to sit.
I know.
Look, we'll get some French fries spread around and keep everybody happy. Gwen and Chris until 6 tonight on 97.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.